begin the current daven set the pesach and daven zayin. Begin with beis. Begin the taste the master. Begin with the gemara for shvius, and it's also in the shmita year. Just to explain that according to the one that says that plowing in the shmita year, you don't get lashes. So what are you getting for plowing? Says Tesla, man, the mepekam of the meikot, and I've given them an alf chayish b'shvis, and like you don't get lashes for plowing. Mukach, the hacha b'chayish mechapa. You have to say it's tuma when you're plowing. It's also covering over the seeds that are a forbidden mixture. The mechapa chayim shemzerat. When it's covering it over, it's liable for that of planting, which that is most definitely a violation of the laws of shmita. Kinek says, man, to begin with the gemara, acharish shalei lechayim shouldn't be liable on plowing, because you have this rav hoil. Since you could use it to cover the blood of a bird, so according to Rabbah, why you chayv on that? So it's going to explain that this, that you could use it to cover the blood of the bird, is talking about where there's no other way to go around this. As Tais explains, it means to say, if the blood of the bird was in the place of where you're plowing, in such a situation, you would need other earth. By that time the blood would dry up, then I would get ruined through water. It's case you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui. So then we're saying that you're allowed to plow so to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui dam. Additionally, it says, so it's the moment you can't scrape off the blood from the ground and to take it. Because dim lokain, if that wasn't the case, lesher kan, then it wouldn't be appropriate. But the Litcha Aseh likes to say that the positive commandment of Kisadam would override the negative prohibition of Yom Tiv, to say Aseh Dech Leisek, Kedam Rish Lakish B'Shabbos, because like Rish Lakish says in Shabbos, if you go Lamad Beis and Beis, Kamag Mishat the Moitza Aseh B'Leisek, say wherever you find the positive commandment and negative prohibition, if you can fulfill it without violating the negative prohibition, that's the best. If not, then Yitcha Aseh Leisek, then the positive commandment overrides negative prohibition. So here it's saying to do Kisadam, to override the prohibition of plowing on Yom Tiv, that works to Aseh Dech Leisek. It's only if you have no other alternative, but if you do, obviously you can't go ahead and plow for that of Kisadam. Tinex says, Master begins with the Gemara Bavanim Krizalis. Trace explains what exactly is this that the Gemara had answered that, oh, the reason why you're violating for Harish on Yom Tov, and you can't say, oh, since he might need it for the covering of the blood, it's coming to where he's plowing with the stones are Mekuzalis. So Tais says, Pish, what does that mean? Rakos, it means they're soft, chain Ruiz Lizria, where, yeah, it's fit for planting, and therefore you're violating because of planting, because of Kliyim, Miu, but Lechaz Lekisvi, but it's not going to be fit for covering the blood, Achayichdash, until you go ahead and you grind them down. And because it's these clumpy things. And they got to be basic Kisinami. And so too, the Gemara elsewhere talks about regarding the bathroom, that it's not mukta like all other stones, these Avonim Krizalis, because they're fit to wipe yourself in the lavatory. It also means because it's soft. The fish in rock is because they're soft. So they fit more for wiping, mikshen kashen, than when they're hard. And Tais is coming to say, but look at Pesach, going, not like Rashi. The Pesach has some parakira that explains within Shabbos of Megillah and Av Mekuzalis, what does it mean? It means chodesh, means that they're sharp and pointy, where da'achal as a shaper. Over here, meaning you would say that's pointy, so you could use to wipe and get into the crevices, but here that wouldn't be appropriate, because what does the fact that it's sharp have to do with the fact that then it's fit for planting and not another one? So, and actually, Tais says, Rashi machka kama, that's why Rashi over here deletes this Mekuzalis from the text, and he doesn't have the gisa, because according to him, it doesn't have any relationship between the fact that it's Mekuzalis to violating Harisha on Yom Tov. The next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Ksisha b'Yom Tov Mishari, when is grinding, is crushing it on Yom Tov, is that even permitted? Tais explains two different ways how to discuss what the Gemara is saying over here. Because the Gemara said that the reason why we don't say hoil over here is because we're talking about avon mekuzalis. The Gemara says, what do you mean? So mekuzalis, so what? You can still do kisadam because you could grind it down into earth and you could cover. You could do kisadam. So why are you getting lashes for it? The Gemara says, no. As a taste of the Masa brings, you think grinding a yamtiv is permitted? It's not. So therefore, there's no hoil because you can't use it anyway. On that hikshari vod, the Rebbe asks, what do you mean? My para, what's the Gemara asking that, oh, you think you could do this kisisha on Yom Tiv? What do you mean? Havad Yishur, most definitely you could do that. Kamei Harisha Dishari, just like you're allowed to do plowing, which is a malacha on Yom Tiv, Mishum Hayil, because of Hayil, Sachana Mekisisha, here also for the grinding, that's all included in the same Hayil for a Yom Tiv need.
It's a wonder. That the mitzvah say of covering the blood should come and override the negative prohibition of yamtiv. What are you talking about? Yamtiv does not get overridden from a positive commandment. Because it's not a kitzah son. The Gemara later on the Pegilim Anav tells us in Sreves Kachim Dechib Yamtiv, the bringing Kachim does not override that of Yamtiv, although it's a mitzvah say, does not override it. So to be paired by Mamalikin, the Gemara Shabbos Chavdal and Beis learns out how, why. Either Yalt may cry, either learns out from a Pasik. I'm Mishim Kid Masak Ravashi, also because the Ravashi concludes with it, because the Yamtiv has saved a Laysa say, who, because Yamtiv is not just a Laysa say, it's a positive commandment and negative prohibition. Vena say Dechil Laysa say, so the positive commandment does not override a Laysa say. So what are you saying over here that the Save Kisa Dem should override the Laysa say of Yamtiv? So Mavash Rashbam explains, he says, this that the Gemara says, Hoyel b'chazle kizudam tzipra, that the Gemara is asking on Rabba, what do you have a hoyel over here since you could use it to cover the blood of the bird? Loy mishom dechia kamer. It's not because that we're trying to say that it should override Yom Tov because you could use the earth to cover the blood. El mishom de'azle tzarech lecharisha. It's just because then, if you're plowing so that you could cover the blood, then you don't really need the intrinsic element of the plowing. Ella, rather, what are you doing it for? Love, or you need it for the earth? And that's the Gemara's question. Then, based on that, upata, you'll be exempt. Because if someone's digging a pit and he doesn't need the pit, he only needs the earth that he's taking out, he's exempt. Because that's a malacha that you don't need for it itself, which you're actually exempt from. And now we understand what the Gemara's question is, that if you don't have the stones that fit to cover the blood, rather it's only through grinding. Kesish should be yamtiv mishari. What do you think? You let it grind on yamtiv? Yeah, because the kesish have a katrin, because crushing is like, it's like grinding, and that is something that v'tzricha legufahu, and that you need for the act itself. Shemeskaven lasas avlachas. You want to grind this because you need it for earth to cover it. And v'loy mishtav l'tzarkis. Yes, and it's not permitted even for a mitzvah say of covering blood. Because like as Tosis said in this question, which is actually how he's learning the Gemara, because the Ein Aseh Dechel Leisus Avaseh, a positive commandment, Kis Adam, does not override the negative prohibition, the positive commandment of Yomtiv, and that is why you're going to be chayev on plowing on Yomtiv, because you cannot cover the blood with it, and not even through grinding, because that's an Isser, which does not override that of Yomtiv. Now, but the Ri has a difficulty. It says, Hodachayev Agumu Pater. This that you're saying that, oh, because if you dig a pit, you're going to be potter because malachah shein tzarich legufo, but hand davka bebayis. That's specifically in the house, the makalkalu, because that's destructive act. K'demuch perikam the chagiga, like it's obvious from the first perik chagiga of Yudam Malach. But v'hacha basadeh, you're talking about a field, because those riyakam, we're talking about where the guy's doing it for planting purposes. Shemeshbich, as the Sadeh Becharisha, where he's making the field better when he's plowing. Not, it's not makalkal. And v'fili have a hasam dam tzipa, and even if there would have been blood of a bird, havachai would be liable. Icharish bar delay if he's plowing in his own earth. So what's the Gemara asking on Rabba? They should be potter because of Hoyel. What do you mean? Kisadam on Yom Tov does not override the plowing, like Tosafot brought previously from the Riva. And the Yamar, if you're going to say Hoyel v'Avam Lachah Shein Tzarich Legufo potter, that yes, it, since if it would have been Avam Lachah Shein Tzarich Legufo, would be potter, like in the house. So Hash Tanami potter, even now in the field, you should be potter. So you can't say that because Imkim Bedalta Kol Malachah Shabbos. That means to say you would nullify every Malachah Shabbos. Everyone you would say, oh, if it would have been Avam Lachah Shein Tzarich Legufo, what do you mean? Then you never chayav because. Yeah, every malach shem is a good for your pot. So Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara's question on Rabba that you shouldn't be violating on Charisha because of Hoyel is on the negative prohibition de Becharisha de Klaim. We're talking about the plowing of Klaim. De Leke El Lav Greda, where there's only a negative prohibition and not a Laisa Sevase. And that's what we're saying, that the Mitzvah Se of Kisadem should override, should be Deicha the Laisa Se of that of the Charish of Klein. Of a Yom Tov, like, oh, you're right, and Yom Tov is not going, like we said, because Aseh is not Deicha, Allah Seh Vaseh. But then Taisa says, that this, the positive commandment of Kisadam would override the negative prohibition of plowing of Klein, is Ukagoyin, for example, it's Tomah Shem Hoya Hoylech Levakash Afar Acha, that if you would try to go get other earth, that Hoya Adam Nevel Bekarka, then the blood would already got absorbed in the ground, like we previously explained, so therefore then you say Aseh Deicha Leisaseh. Now, Masik, and that's what the Gemara concludes and says, they were talking about Avanim Krizalis, which you cannot cover with, and you cannot say that you cover it by grinding, because, like we're saying, it's also on Yom Tov, and Kesisha B'Yom Tov Mishari, either the Gersis Tfei or the word is Pirish, that, what do you mean, grinding yom tov, you think it's permitted? In other words, kiv the mishum yom tov asa, since it's forbidden because of yom tov, the mishum de isbe asa belisa, because on yom tov there's a positive and a negative prohibition. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Gam mishum klaim l'shach l'mif tov asa. Therefore, even for that of the loisa say of klaim, you can't exempt because of since if you would grind it to use to cover the blood. Because even if it would have been the blood of a bird, it would be forbidden to grind it, not because of the klein part of that charisha, but because of the fact that jumtiv, which you can't do because it's leisa sevasi. Now, Taisa says that according to Rabbi Natan, that the question is actually from the plowing of the klein, that according to Rabbah, there should be a hail because of asidach leisa se, that and even if you're grinding the stones to cover, and the Gemara is saying that there's no hayil because, okay, it's still ultimately yomtiv, and the asay of kisa cannot override the list of the asay of yomtiv. So then Tesis has to say, he says, ubitchila nami, then the truth is, and in the beginning also, have a muscle of shnuis, and the Gemara really could have answered, charisha yomtiv mishari, where you think plowing yomtiv, you think is permitted? Because plowing does not override yomtiv. Forget about the grinding, the earlier step of plowing. Right, but the Gemara answers it anyway in a different way. They were talking about makrizalis, which you can't cover with, because of multiplying and increasing the might of Torah, where sometimes the Gemara will have a discussion and give a different answer, even though really could have nipped it in the bud earlier, like we're saying over here, where, what do you mean, because of Yom Tov, you can't do any malacha at all, because it's not Teichelei Sebase. The next is the Masdar begins with the Gemara, V'leke Mishum Havar. And you get lashes because of igniting a fire, which Taisa explains that that's considered a yom tov need. Why is that case? The Gemara was asking, according to Rabbi, that you say hayil. So one of them is havara. Why? Why don't you say hayil? Now, but Taisa says, "Reperik aleph debayon." If you base on base Omer, the Gemara says, "Hamani b'shamhi." Who is this Brisa? It's going like b'shamhi. The lesser mitoich, they don't hold of. Oh, that since you love to have var for tzach yom tiv, it's also permitted. Shalei tzach yom tiv, because avol beisel shor. According to beisel, actually, it would be permitted to have var. Avagav tzach shehi tzach yom. Although that he does require to have it be somewhat of a tzach. Hanam mechash tzach yom. This is also considered somewhat of a tzach. What do you mean? It's not. I mean, you can't eat this. It's not kosher. Avav bishin relaichli beisel. Although you can't eat it, only albeit prohibitively, but it is somewhat of a tzach. So therefore, according to beisel, this would not be an Isser, it's only according to Bishamah. Ketanek says the Mazda begins with the Gemara, Avar lilachayv. But what do you mean, according to Rabbi, shouldn't be chayv on Avar? Because you could say hayil. Says Tayyiz, Mekamachich Rivah, from here the Rivah proves the Rabbi Dama Hoyle, Rabbi that says hayil, Hainafel Bishamah. That's even according to Bishamah that holds that you don't say mitaych, because even him, Amar, he's saying it, because like we said, that this was Bishamah, and that Rabbi is going even to Bishamah, that even if you don't say mitaych, you still say the Svar of hayil. Since it is fit for his own purposes, so we asked, if you say hayil, so then you shouldn't be chayiv for havar. That the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rabbah, havar is not one of the five, and you have to put in the that it's also a negative prohibition of nevela. Feeding a gid and nashav nevela. Now, says Taisis, the truth is, even without this question, the Gemara says a makas, apik havar, that you have to take out the case of igniting a fire, from the kashulei had to come a rabba, because you have the difficulty that this rabba says a different point. Chilik malachas l'shabbos mean chilik malachas l'yamtim. That in general you can't violate, you're not going to get, you're not going to be liable for many different malachas and yamtim, but only on Shabbos. So therefore, you anyways can't be liable for two on yamtim for that of bishul and because of avara, and therefore the gemara says anyway you have to be ma'apik avara. Shinek says the master begins with the gemara va'ayil atzei mukta. Rather insert using a wood of muktzah on the yamtiv. So he says, that's then actually, what do you mean? Why do you have to say, in other words, the Gemara's question was, no, can't be the case of nevela, because then you should have gotten three lashes for its eating. So rather, it's going to be atzei muktzah. Says Tais Tamlerita 1-3. What do you mean? Listening, get on the what do you mean? Say, it's tumat tzeadik nirav nevela, and we'll look at nevela, get lashes also for that. Sometimes it does not answer that question. Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara Sev lehebachar. It says in the pasuk sheep and coming to exclude that of the firstborn animal. Tais explains that if you do bring the tamid from a bachar, is that a problem of what their matanis of their dam are? Because we brought from the pasuk that it's got to be a seh, which means male and female, which excludes that of the bachar.
as Pirish Bukhans, as Rashi explains, the Sam Ashman bein Zachman the cave, the sheep sounds like whether it's male or female, Bukhar is only male, so therefore it can't be the carbon tongue. Chase asks, retainment, it's a wonder. The Ba'ilai, when we're talking about an oila, the carbon tongue is a totally burnt sacrifice. They ain't born the cave, doesn't come a female. So what are you talking about? Why would that be an exclusion of the Bukhar? Vimtaim Tais says, Tais has to take a second look. Says, now, Amai Yitzchak Kra, why do you need a pasuk that says she'in tamid b'mepchar ma'isa, as Argamar brings that the karmat tamid, the daily sacrifice, is not be birth on the firstborn animal and the ma'isa behimo? Typically, she'mat nasein Shabbos. What do you mean? Sufficient? It can't anyways because it doesn't have the amount of matan's dam. Because b'char and ma'isa are only one spray of blood, and the karmat tamid has two, that's four. On that Vishim Tais says, what you could say is the Hamar, because the halacha said that kol anitan b'matan dalad, anything that requires four gifts of blood on the corners of the mizbeach shenos, no tanach has kibud, if you did it one time, it's going to be an atonement. So after the fact, it would be good if you need to have an exclusion of b'char, although it's done that one time, the tamid also could be after the fact good one, and therefore you have to exclude it. But the v'aykash, another difficulty Taz has is heich yasa tamid b'char. How could you make the carbon tamid from the firstborn animal? Hakav Misham, but you're violating what's called Kashim and Elishim, that whatever was given unto the fires, Harib Baltik Tiru, the Inala sacrificed on the Mizbeach, as Gemara said in Yavam Zavkov Meral. So, in other words, here we have the Bechar, which once part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to eat it, the Torah says Inala sacrifice it. So, how could it be totally burnt as a carbon tumor, which is oil? Now, this says, if you're what you could say is that Kivin the Maskal Hashem Oilom, that once we're bringing this Bechar as the karma tama, which is an oila, you're designated as an oila. So then you can an oila. So then yeah, we'll have the halacha like an oila, and then we can totally burn down the mizbeach. My tama and amanichal in matana. That also helps explain what we had previously asked regarding the gifts of blood are different. No, once you make it into the tama, it will have that same halacha like that of the tama. Now, the re-pierced re-explains the high craw that actually this pasuk that our gemara brings of se'achas menatzayin is actually mishdor be'pesach. It's actually talking about the qualification of the karma pesach. Where it also says the word say over there, an unblemished sheep. For comma, that's what it's saying. Shalevi enu lay the bechar, but lay the mice. You can't bring the carbon pesach, not from a bechar, and not from mice behema. Ah, v'asa shabahasha. Now it makes sense why we need a pasuk to exclude why you cannot bring the carbon pesach from bechar and mice, because they're not the same shalvas. There, actually, they do have the same amount of zrikas dan. And therefore, v'lay tikshu, kashem and elishim. Therefore, you can't also ask the other question, which we said, oh, whatever's thrown into the fires and that the meat is permitted, so you can't sacrifice it anymore because we're not talking about a carbon tamid, we're talking about the carbon pesach, which, yeah, has the same halachic haktara like that of Bukhara Meister, and therefore you need a special meat. So next is the master begins with the Gemara, Sevele Bukhara. It says in the Pasuk, Seh, which excludes that of Bukhara. It says, explains that these are not full-fledged limud. As Tosafot says, you're going to take a second look, and if you're going to say Beperkam the Chagig, the Gemara says in the first part of Chagig, the Avchesem Adaf, then Afkalam mimisis yodecha. We learn that from a different pasuk that says the Chaldavish Abachayve in Ba'al Malchulin. Whatever is obligatory, like a Karmat Tamid, cannot, or Karm Pesach, cannot come from that. It can only come from Chulin. So of course you can't use Bachar and Ma'isa, which are obligations. So why do you need the Sebele Bachar? That's the Tosafot, right? Yeshem, what you can say is the Hachas Machd Ba'alma. Here it's just an illusion. And so too, Min HaMasayim, the other part of the pasuk from a ratio of 200 to 1, Sha'ala B'Tei B'Masayim, that Arla's bottle in a ratio of 200, Namis Machti, it's also an illusion, as Rashi says, that really the source is actually learned from somewhere else. Now, but Ach Kashva, what Taisa does find difficult is to be Mashki Yisrael, but from the last part of the pasuk, from the beverage of the Jewish people, which the Gemara tells us means Min HaMutli Yisrael, you can only bring a cup of what's permitted for the Jewish people, that Drasha Gemurhi, that's a bona fide Drasha, not just an Asmachta. Because in Ha'ikra Yol, Perikam of the Menachas, from this pasuk, the Gemara learns out Menachas of Hema Beis, the Trefa Asura Legvaya, that an animal of moral defect is forbidden to be brought as a carbon because it's not Mimashki Yisrael, so we see that it's not just an Asmachta. So then ties it back to the question, so then why did we need this? Drashas, if it's true-fledged drashas, if you already know from Misidacha, that it could only be from the Chulin. In fact, they did not answer that question.